Welcome to ColeyCast number 9. I'm Mr. Coley. Normally, we have students introduce our broadcasts, but this one is a little different. In social studies, we just finished up our unit on immigration. So that students could get a better idea of what immigrants in the late 1800s and early 1900s went through, we have something at Tovishall called Ellis Island Day. In preparation for this culminating event, every fifth grade student at Tovishall created an identity of an immigrant who was coming to America from a foreign country. In preparation for the event, the students created their identity by choosing the country they were coming from, they came up with an immigrant's name, they created passports, they even printed out currency from their country off of the internet. On the day of the event, students came to school dressed as their immigrant. They bought ship tickets, they took an imaginary boat ride over to America, in steerage of course, and then they came into our multi-purpose room, which had been transformed into the Ellis Island Immigration Center. In this broadcast, some of the students are going to share with you their experiences of Ellis Island Day. We hope you enjoy listening.
Hello, my name is Kathleen Bridget and I am from Ireland. I came to America because Ireland lost many potatoes, so people in Ireland starved. I am one of the people who didn't get much food, so I came to America. First, we started off by buying ship tickets. A guy came up to me and spoke, "May I please see your passport?" So I gave it to him. And he asked me questions. He said that it was an inspection. I was not worried because I knew I was going to get them right, and I did, so I got my passport back. Afterwards, all the immigrants were waiting in line to get on the ship. We were all so excited to be at Ellis Island. When I got to the front of the line, the same guy who inspected me announced, "I will give you $50 if you let me hold your baby." I told him no because he was a pickpocket. A pickpocket is someone who takes things while you are not looking. The bad thing is that they do not give it back. When I got to the very front of the line, I got on the boat. On the boat, the sailor offered us some crackers for money. He said if we say one word, he would throw us overboard, and we would be shark bait. I didn't even say anything to anybody on the boat. Following when we got off the boat, the sailor was shoving us off and he said if we do not hurry up, we would be shark bait. Also, he mentioned to us that he needed more money, so we had to get off his boat. When I got off the boat, a nurse said that my baby was ill, so I went to the hospital. I didn't have papers for the baby, so they told me I had to wait until they figured out what to do with me. About 10 minutes later, they told me they would let me slide, but only that time. So I went to the hospital's room and waited until it was my turn. When it was my turn, I got a nurse for my baby. She said my baby had scarlet fever. Also, she announced to me, "If your baby has scarlet fever, then you must have it too." The nurse wrapped up my baby in an ace bandage, and also she wrapped me up in an ace bandage. Later on, a girl asked me if I had papers for my baby. I told her no, so we walked over and waited our turn. Finally, it was my turn. She said it was $20 to buy them. Also, I had to pay another $20 to stay in America because the lady said I was from Iceland, but I am from Ireland. After I got my papers, I stepped aside to put them away. The girl said her church was helping purchase things, so she gave me back $30. The lady asked me if I had my citizenship papers, and I told her no. So I went to citizenship school. I answered one question, got my papers, and left. When that was over, I went back to the hospital and got my ace bandage off. Then I went to the sweatshop to do a little bit of work. When I got to the front of the line, she asked me for my note. I had to go back to the hospital, get a note, and wait back in line. When I got to the front of the line, she asked me for my passport, and Miss Becker rang her bell, which meant Ellis Island Day was over. That was what I did for Ellis Island Day.
Hi, my name is Riley Crifto and I am from Ireland, and this was my experience of getting and being at Ellis Island. First, I had to wait in line to pay for my tickets. When I was at the front, I paid the ticket person a $20 bill for my ferry ticket. The tickets were very expensive, but I had enough money. Right after that, we went to the line to go in the ship, but the line was very long. My friend got inspected by Inspector Coley. The inspector thought he had a coma, so he called Nurse Ramos to check him, but he was fine. The ship was about to sail, but the captain said, "Who has money?" So I held up a $20 bill, and he took it. So I got in the ship, I sat down, and all of a sudden I hear the captain yelling at us, but he also gave out some crackers for money, and it was very windy too. Afterwards, we got off the ship and waited. Mostly all of the children went to the hospital. I got lice and blindness. Then I went to the sweatshop and poked holes on a piece of paper with a hole puncher. After punching holes, I earned an American dollar. In the end, I went to school to take the citizenship test. It was kind of hard. I passed the test and looked around of what to do. I went to the money exchange and got $70. We went for our pictures, and then it all ended, so we went on to the boat to take pictures and go back to our countries.
Hi, my name is Nicolette Jorgensen, and I come from the country of Denmark. I want to come to America because I need a job. Here's my experience at Ellis Island Day. First, I stood in line to buy my ship ticket. Inspector Coley asked me, "What do I do for a living and how long I was a seamstress?" Everyone was very nervous to get on the ship. The ship was called the Red Star Line. Once we got on the ship, the immigrants headed for the line to get on the ship. It took us a while to board the ship, and I was one of the last immigrants in line. The captain was very rude to the immigrants. He said, "I don't care about your smelly bodies, and if you die, we'll become shark bait." It was very dark on the ship, and we also hit a lot of storms. It was very windy. The rude captain offered us some crackers to eat on the ship. Only a couple people wanted salty crackers. Soon the rude captain pushed us off his boat and went back to England for more money. Here we were, Ellis Island. It was huge. I went straight to the money exchange and traded my money from Denmark to get American money. Once I was done with that station, I had to go to the sweatshop to get a job for very little money. I had to hole punch graph paper in every other square. Only perfect work would do. Next, I headed to the citizen test. There was a lot of questions like, what are the colors of the flag and how many stripes is there? Some were very easy and some were hard. Afterwards, I was sent to the hospital because I had a lot of lice. I also had a lightheaded fever. The nurse gave me some pills and I was ready to go. Finally, I was ready to go on the ferry. I was also going to Pittsburgh. Other people were going to other places. I had a confusing time in Ellis Island, and I am happy to be in America.
Hi, my name is Maite Valeria. I'm coming from Barcelona, Spain. I'm coming to America because I need a better job. Now, I'm going to tell you about Ellis Island Day. First, I got in a line to buy my ship ticket. It cost me 3 bills to get my ship ticket. Next, we stood in line to get on the ship. Inspector asked my friend Shelby, "I'll give you $50 if I can hold your baby." Shelby said, "No thanks." Then, we finally got on the ship. The captain offered some crackers, but I didn't buy some. It was really windy on the deck, so people didn't really go up to it. Afterwards, we got off of the ship. I went to exchange my Spain money to American money. After I exchanged my money, I had to go to the next station, which was the steam shop. They told me to hole punch USA on a paper. It was hard. After the steam shop, I had to go to the station 3. While I was in line, Inspector Bob sent me to a citizenship school just because I was 20 years old and I wasn't married. Inspector Bob said it's a crime to be 20 years old and not be married. After he told me to go to citizenship school, I had to go. So I went to the school and I passed the test they gave me. After I passed the test, they sent me to a hospital. In the hospital, they told me I had lice. Then they gave me medicine. When I finished the medicine, I left the hospital. After leaving the hospital, they sent me to the ferry. When we were in the ferry line, Ellis Island Day was over. That's how Ellis Island Day was for me.
Hello, my name is Finley Audley, and I'm going to tell you about my experience at Ellis Island Day. To begin with, I had to wait in a long line just to get my boat ticket. Then I had to wait in another line just to get on the boat, and some inspectors were talking to us while we were waiting in the line. And then I took the boat to Ellis Island. And when I arrived at Ellis Island, the first thing that happened to me was all my money was stolen by an immigrant I did not know. So now I couldn't go to the money exchange line. I was also very confused because I did not know where to go or what to do. For some reason why, I was sent to the hospital by a teacher. And the teacher said that I had lame back pain and bad feet. Well, once I got to the hospital, I lay down on a cot, and a nurse gave me medicine, and then she put a bandage around my head, and then the nurse told me to go take a citizenship test. So I did. There were some questions on there. They're really easy. Like, who was the first president in the United States, and who is the president of the United States now? That was really the easiest part of the day. After the citizenship test, I needed to get a job for money. So I got a job as a sweatshop worker. For my work, it was to punch a hole. With a hole puncher in a square, on a squared piece of paper. When I was working, my luggage was stolen. Then I heard a person say, luggage for sale, and that person had my luggage. So I had to buy back my luggage. Then I bought back my luggage. And then the sweatshop manager gave me $1 for my working. And then I heard a teacher say Ellis Island Day is over. So then we had to put our stuff away and Ellis Island Day is over.
My name is Estela Arzate. I am 22 years old and once lived in Barcelona, Spain. I have come to America to meet my husband, Antonio Arzate. I'm going to tell you about my experience at Ellis Island. The first thing I did was stand in line to buy my ship ticket. When it was my turn, I gave Inspector Coley 4 bills. My class wasn't the highest class, but steerage. When I bought the ticket, I knew that my journey wasn't going to be very comfortable, but I was grateful that I was going to America. After I bought my ticket, I stood in line and board the ship that would take me to America. The ship was called the Red Star Line. When we boarded, I went and sat down at last. After a few seconds, the captain came around and offered us crackers in exchange for a ton of cash. When we docked, we unloaded in a line. After we unloaded, we were sent to stations. I was sent to school to learn English. Once I learned how to speak English, the teacher sent me to the hospital. At the hospital, I was diagnosed with the measles. Once I was cured, I was free to go. After I went to the hospital, I went to the money exchange. There, I gave the women who were in charge 600 pesetas. In return, I got $64 in American money. But before I left, the women changed my last name from Rosati to Art. When they gave me my passport back, I gave them a nasty look, but they didn't seem to notice. Once I was finished at the money exchange, I went to the sweatshop. There, I earned $2 from my work. After that, I went to stand in a line and wait for the ferry that would take me to America. But before I got there, a nun came up to me and said, "Please show me your medical release form." But when I told her I didn't have it, she said, "Go to the hospital, get a form, and make sure you get it signed." So I went back to the hospital, stood in line, got a form, and got it signed. After I accomplished that, I went back to the ferry line, but this time no one took me out of line.